Hi there, it's Amy Carlson, the Toxin Terminator, and I have had the privilege of working with Rachel Varga since I believe about July. Rachel and I met through a mastermind that we both belong to, and let me tell you, she has got the most beautiful skin I have ever seen from anyone. And if I was going to trust someone with my skincare and helping me develop that beautiful glow, that beautiful radiance from inside, it was going to be Rachel Varga. She is the walking example of doing exactly what she says. She's walking the walk and talking the talk. I was able to do a one-on-one consult with her, and I loved that she listened to my needs and my concern. As a plus 50-year-old woman, I knew that aging was something I needed to worry about. I knew that because of the things that I had done when I was younger, I certainly had been causing damage to my skin. And I also knew because of some of the products I had been previously using on my skin, I was also causing damage to my skin. She listened to my needs. She looked at what I had going on currently. And she also listened to my needs of wanting a more holistic approach to really taking care of my skin as I continue to age. And that was super important to me that she listened. Now, I've been using her products now for at least the past 30 to 45 days. And I can see a huge difference already and know that there's still more forthcoming. I trust in the products that she has given me. I trust in the science behind what she does. And I trust in Rachel, and I know you can too. Thank you. Hello and welcome to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, a humble human on a mission here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. Using my background since 2011 as a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist and having performed over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, I bring the best of many worlds, including the worlds of home care, in clinic, and also the research behind what truly can help slow aging, looking at some of my research on oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin. In the School of Radiance podcast, we explore many things beyond just the superficial to help you glow from the inside out and become your most radiant version. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome everyone to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled to be recording this very special holiday episode on Christmas Eve. Because what I want to talk about are strategies to help you be more radiant by using gratitude. Why am I making the connection between gratitude being an important element to being your most beautiful and radiant self? Well, it's actually really simple. If you think about it this way, when you start your day off with your feet hitting the ground running and you haven't taken time to be grateful for what you have in your life, you are going to be on autopilot versus when you arise and you take just a few moments. I like to take about 15 to 20 minutes in the AM to do my meditation and my gratitude practice and my prayer to really get grounded for the day and organize in my mind what I need to do during that day and what I need to accomplish to ultimately be of service to all of you listening to the show. That's how I operate. When I take the time to do that, it really just sets my day up for success. I didn't always do this though. I used to be the rat race, sleep in way too late, be in a rush, and then get out the door to go to work. And why I really had to change this was actually after the two car crashes. Well, after the first one, I significantly had to reorganize the entire way that I live to reduce stress, because when my body was stressed, I would be in more pain, I would have headaches, and I probably wasn't the most exciting person to be around. Starting the day off right with a gratitude and prayer practice is a key element to living radiantly. The next thing I want to talk about is the concept of being in positive emotional states. Now, for those of you who are mothers and are responsible for doing all the Christmas and holiday cooking and baking and cleaning up. That can sometimes feel like very selfless work. And a lot of times for my clients, I feel that, you know, what I don't feel, but what they feel and what they tell me is that they feel like they're the leader of the household. For women, this over time will age you simply based on the fact that your stress levels will be elevated and mental and emotional stress are going to increase your level of oxidative stress in your body. And stress is well known to be a root cause of many diseases. If you are feeling like you're taking care of absolutely everything in the household, what I encourage you to do is to shift into gratitude. And I know that might seem easier said than done. However, by taking the time for you, having your self-care practices at the first moment when you arise for the day is going to be helpful for this. And to not go through life like it's a rat race. Be grateful for your beautiful family. Be in that gorgeous feminine energy. I truly believe that the woman's role in the family unit is to be the healer and the nurturer of the family. And then for the man's role, it's to protect and provide. A lot of my clients that I work with are in dynamics where they are the breadwinner. And this can be very challenging for the feminine. This can be very challenging on mental and emotional states. At all costs, well, if you don't do this, it is going to cost you. And I saw this with my dear mother as a night nurse, putting my sister and I through an excellent private school growing up while my father had a really bad back injury and couldn't work. She just did simply, when I talked to her about this, she did what she had to do. However, in doing that in a prolonged state, she ended up developing breast cancer. Now, I'm not saying this to, you know, scare any of you. However, I'm saying this to drive this point home. If you find that you are in a state throughout your day where you're selflessly giving, and you're not getting anything in return, I also want to challenge you to look at your relationships. Be grateful for the relationships and family that you have, even when it's challenging, even when you might be feeling unhappy. You absolutely must shift yourself from that mental and emotional state to feeling grateful for everything that you have, feeling grateful for the beautiful food that you have to prepare and nourish your family with. I know this might sound simple or sort of dialed down to a degree, but this truly is something that I know a number of you are struggling with. You're struggling with being in positive emotional states, being in gratitude, and feeling like you're the leader of the household. However, if you are looking for that dynamic to change in your relationship and to change in your household, with you being in this more positive emotional state, being in gratitude, and being in a more feminine way of being as well, which is characterized by grace and flow and being in positive emotional states. Those are just a couple of things that can help you be in your more of your feminine. Guess what's going to happen? Your partner is likely to notice this and then step up in their masculine. When women are in this hyper-masculine state of being the breadwinner, taking care of everything at home, being the leader in the household, it emasculinates the man. And at the end of the day, why this is so key to talk about is the whole concept of women working like a man is absolutely detrimental to women's health as well as the family unit, and it's very likely going to even take away from faith practices and time spent on building your faith and making your faith stronger. So what does being in gratitude look like throughout the day? Well, I already used the example of being grateful for the food that you have. Taking the time before eating your meal to simply pray and acknowledge that is something that you can do to help when you sit down for lunch, when you sit down for dinner time, and be grateful for the food you have and maybe something throughout the day. Next, when you're getting ready to go to bed, doing your skincare routine and being grateful for your beautiful face, your beautiful figure, the body composition shifts will happen when you reduce oxidative stress and you improve your relationships. I will be the first to tell you that I look completely different now with the way that my face looks, as well as my body composition, from doing these things. The last 10 pounds that just was not budging simply melted off when I made these shifts. The shifts that I made were quite dramatic. And the way that I came to determine that I needed to make these shifts in my life, leaving a 12-year relationship, was actually after doing detoxifying. I'd learned about oxidative stress reduction with biohacking in an effort to reduce pain and headaches after car crashes. And then I added the additional layer of moving more into the feminine and also enhancing my spiritual faith practices. Then, with the detoxing, clearing out parasites, yeast, fungi, mold, heavy metals, everything else started to shift. If we are toxic, if we have parasites, which 80% of you listening do, that is absolutely going to impact your mental state. That's why I like to talk about cleanliness is next to godliness with your skincare routine, as well as radiance comes from being as pure as possible. Now, what do I mean by that? It really comes down to reducing oxidative stress. You've heard me say this many times, by purifying your air, using water filtration, reducing LEDs in the home, wearing blue light blocking glasses, sleeping in EMF protective clothing, and then doing the detoxing is a beautiful strategy that I've employed to allow myself to be living a life more full of gratitude. Even when times are tough, those obstacles are sometimes there for a reason to teach you a lesson, or they're also part of the process. I truly hear you when you tell me in a one-on-one session that you do feel like the leader in your household as a woman. This is a very difficult thing to initially identify and then learn how to overcome. You have to do the work first. It all starts with you, and it really does begin with your emotional state. So it's up to you to decide to be grateful or not be grateful, or to be happy or unhappy. Also consider the music that you're listening to and some of the movies and media that you might be consuming. Being in positive emotional states, being happy, and being in gratitude isn't by chance. It is by choice. When we shift into being happier, being more positive, we're going to notice how when we communicate with others, we're talking about different things than maybe we were a few years ago. COVID is a prime example. I'm curious in your life how difficult that was for you in navigating and negotiating with others in your family and friend circles, as well as professionally, maybe what your views were, maybe what other people's views were, what your values were, and what your boundaries were. This is a really good example to look back on and see how you handled that state of unknown. When we first heard about COVID, what is happening? And then pretty well most of the planet went into a fear state. Not everybody, but a lot of people did. And then guess what happened? We're in that fear state, and then things just keep getting worse. If you're noticing in your life that things keep happening to you that are negative, that aren't positive, you're not making any movement, you're feeling really stagnant, this does require for you to go within and develop rock solid strategies for staying in positive emotional states. One of the things, again, that really helped me was to reduce oxidative stress and detox so that my brain functioned better, so that I slept better, so that my body started to look better, my skin improved, I experienced less acne and breakouts, and in fact, my hair started to grow in fuller and my nails much stronger. And I really started to shift into out of the reactive way of living to more of an observer perspective as well. And instead of just opening my mouth and blurting out the first thing that came to mind, I would pause, gather my thoughts, and think about who exactly I'm speaking with, what their values might be, and if we don't have shared values, I might just keep some of those comments to myself and practice that in and out communication strategy that I highlight in my Audible, which I warmly invite you to download. If you haven't listened to my Audible yet, it's titled Radiance, the New Skin Science. You can get it over at theschoolofradiance.com on the book page. I warmly invite you to listen to my Audible. This is truly where it took every ounce of courage that I have to actually put my story pen to paper and then record it as an Audible. In listening to my story, you will learn that as we navigate, negotiate through life, we all experience our own hero's journeys. We find the mentors along the way to support us, we pass the tests, and then we reap the rewards. And in my case, the reward was radiance, which also included doing a very long fast in Sedona and Southern Utah on about a week-long camping trip. Now, that might be a little bit much for some of you. However, that's exactly what my body, mind, and spirit was telling me to do. And then I did that, I experienced significant autophagy, cleared out toxins, and I could finally function and operate in a higher level. It's not about optimizing things, it's about being more powerful. It's about being more powerful in your life with you as the unique, beautiful human being that you are. Optimal isn't the best word choice. Powerful is a better word choice. It doesn't really matter getting these optimal sleep scores or optimal hormone levels. It's about getting the right levels that allow you to feel, behave, and look more powerful. When your operating systems are functioning at a more powerful level, your cellular danger response is going to be decreased, your oxidative stress status is going to be decreased, your inflammation will decrease, and from that, guess what happens? The body has this beautiful ability to rejuvenate itself and restore itself. And then you're going to be seeing the shifts in the way that your skin looks, how thick your hair is, your nails, your body composition, your hormones, as well as your emotional states. If you're toxic, you're very likely going to be in negative emotional states. If you're going through health concerns, say you're dealing with black mold, oh my gosh, the last two rentals that I've been in, the first one had mold that I found on my day that I was moving. It was on my suitcase in a closet, which I'm pretty sure was also in the HVAC. And then at the second place, there was a roof leak, and then there was black mold discovered on one of the exterior walls because a drainage pipe was blocked. And then guess what? Rodents got in. I kid you not. Black mold and rodents. So you might think, oh, you know, Rachel's life is picture perfect. You know, I'm dealing with the same things that you are too. However, when we keep our oxidative stress status reduced, we stay in positive emotional states, guess what? Your body can better handle those obstacles. Your body has the resources to help you overcome those toxic exposures. That's why the key to being your most beautiful self and maintaining your radiance truly comes from the ability to always be ready. Now, what do I mean by this? How do we always be ready? You pretty much have to start with the five key basics: reducing oxidative stress in air, water, lighting, and electromagnetics, and doing the detoxing a couple times a year. I have a great 30-minute free lesson over at theschoolofradiance.com. Go to the freebie page and you can get access to this free 30-minute lesson. That is a great place to start. Of course, book your one-on-one with me, because in that session, I will be able to identify some of the key determinants of health that also may need some addressing. And of course, we'll talk all about non-toxic skincare, rejuvenation options that are in alignment with your values, and of course, some biohacking strategies to help you reduce that oxidative stress so that you get the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. You must start there. You must do the work to always be ready so that your body can either handle toxic exposure to, you know, toxic seed oils from a restaurant, from having a great time going out with your friends and family, or some type of mold exposure. Mold is in most homes, by the way. And so when you're visiting homes, you might actually get mold exposure. That's why regular detoxing through taking a hot bath with 2 cups of Epsom salts, 1 cup of borax, 1 cup of baking soda is a great way to help pull toxins from your body. Borax is a detergent, and it was actually recommended for people that worked in nuclear power plants to do when they got home to detoxify. Saunaing is also fantastic. I have the higher dose sauna blanket, the sunlight and saunas that I can also encourage you to look into. The skin is an incredible organ. It's our largest organ, which I love to focus on. That's why sweating it out is really important. That's why also rinsing off the energy of the day is more important than simply washing your face. Really getting in that shower, getting in that bath, and cleansing off that energy instead of just washing your face over the sink, I love to do each evening. And I always find that I sleep better when I just take that little extra time and hop in the bath or take a beautiful hot shower. And I'm sleeping fresh and clean and doing a little bit of a bath or shower meditation to remove any energy attachments from the day too. A lot of times when people are going through health issues and they've gone to all the practitioners, all the providers, they've done all the lab work, and then I ask them, what's going on with your home life, with your personal life, with your professional life? Tell me a little bit about that. And then guess what? This is when I hear from my dear clients as women that they feel like they're the leader of the household. They feel like they're doing everything and they're underappreciated. This breaks my heart to hear these beautiful women that are in these types of relationships. Well, guess what? There's something you can do about it. And it starts with you. To be completely honest, in my previous relationship, I was toxic and I had a lot of parasites and I was in a lot of pain and I likely wasn't the best partner to be around because of that. I also didn't have a very empathetic partner to begin with that really understood what I was going through. So that was very difficult. However, the better you are at communicating your values and your boundaries and your needs, this can help to save your relationship. Being in a family unit is one of the most important tasks that we have. If you're a father listening, if you're a mother listening, if you are younger and you're in a relationship, your relationship with your partner, your relationship with your kids, and also your family members is something to absolutely continue to foster, develop, and strengthen, as well as your faith, okay? If your family life is a mess, if your relationship is a mess, guess what's going to happen? That's going to increase your oxidative stress status and your cell danger response. So starting the day off with prayer and gratitude, this is a great time of year to focus on this as well, to be grateful for what you have, to be grateful for the beautiful food that you're eating. Even if you don't have a lot, you're still likely having some extra fun Christmas treats or sharing gifts or making gifts and giving gifts. This is a beautiful time of year to be in gratitude and show your gratitude as well for others. Practicing gratitude throughout the day and doing everything it takes to be in positive emotional states, even when times are tough, is going to allow you to slow aging and look and feel your best. I know that might sound far too simple. However, it's taken me about a year to learn these types of practices, and these practices have significantly changed my life. Before going to bed, again, practice gratitude, getting back to when we're washing our face. Be grateful for your beautiful face, your beautiful body, your figure, and this beautiful body that you've been gifted to go through your entire life with. Take excellent care of your body and also take excellent care of your mind. The mind, we are more powerful than we are told, okay? Our thoughts are very powerful. What we put our attention onto, we are going to get more of. So if you find yourself being in unhappy, negative emotional states, not feeling grateful for anything, that is absolutely going to set you on the course for aging faster, health issues, and not having the great relationships. When you make the decision right now to be in positive emotional states, no matter what it takes for you to identify a negative thought form that comes in, to just simply breathe through it, acknowledge it, let it go, and shift into a positive emotional state. Shift into something that you're grateful for. This is a lovely way throughout the day to help you catch thoughts that might get triggered by, say, something you see or something you hear. And this takes time to train yourself to be in these positive emotional states. Also, when you go to bed, setting yourself up for success for great sleep is also going to happen when you go to bed in a positive emotional state. If you're going to bed after just having a fight with your partner or an issue with your child, you're not going to sleep very well. Not to mention what the mom brain does before going to bed is the mom brain tends to reel the actions of the day, the events of the day, not to mention things from 10, 20 years ago. The male brain is more capable of, when they hit the pillow, they just go right to sleep. Women's brains are a little bit different. So practicing prayer and gratitude before going to bed is going to help you settle faster. And I'm telling you, this gratitude stuff is really key. Again, when you are in a more positive emotional state, when you are feeling more grateful, your facial expressions are also going to share that, as well as what words you're using and the types of conversations that you're having. A lot of you listening to the show are intuitive empaths. You're very intuitive on energies and consciousness and what people are doing and saying that, you know, might just not jive with you, and you might be able to pick up on the fact that, you know, maybe those people aren't the best people for you to be spending a lot of time with, maybe right now at this stage where you're at in your personal journey of, say, healing through a health obstacle or just going through something. One of the other things I want to mention is being an intuitive empath, I don't want to say a blessing or a curse. Those aren't the best words to use. However, when you're really sensitive to toxins, you're sensitive and susceptible to having things in your environment impact your skin, impact the way that you feel, impact your energy levels. The more sensitive I find that people are to toxins, there's also a correlation with how sensitive and intuitive they are. So the more sensitive and intuitive you are to energies and the way people are around you and situations and circumstances, know that being sensitive isn't just on the physical, it also, I find, translates into the non-physical as well, which can be a blessing, which also means you very likely need to actually take better care of yourself and not just go through your day on autopilot eating garbage foods, toxic seed oils, genetically modified foods, and using toxic products. You know that those ingredients and things are bad for you, so do something about it. Even if it costs a little bit extra to get that organic produce and that grass-fed beef, your body down the line will thank you, and your body will feel better, and actually your intuition will increase. The more pure you are, the better able you can be in navigating communication, relationships, and circumstances. So being grateful isn't just about saying, oh, you know, I'm grateful for the day, I'm grateful for my house, I'm grateful for my car, I'm grateful for this meal. It's about literally being grateful for everything. I mean, the way that you're living now is probably better than most people. And I don't mean to say that to maybe belittle an unfortunate circumstance you might be going through right now, but there's always something to be grateful for no matter what. And sometimes we'll even see this. People that live very simple lives, they might live in a hut. somewhere in the world, and they live a very simple life, and they're incredibly happy. One of the things that my mother likes to say is to live a life that is simple. And what she means by that is low drama. If you also notice that your life has a lot of drama, or that your friends and family members have a lot of drama, one of the things I like to do is, if I'm in conversation with someone, I kind of lay a boundary down. I don't like to talk about other people, and when I am in conversation and spending time with someone, I also don't like to hear them talk about other people. I'd rather us be putting our heads together, talking about something, if there's a problem, then creating a solution for it and not just complaining about it. So that can take some time to establish those boundaries. And I did that actually with my family for this Christmas season. I said, you know, if you want me to come out and talk with you and engage with you, the news has to be off. Because I don't like hearing all the advertisements and this, that, and the other thing. And guess what? That news channel has not been on once. I also laid down boundaries of things to talk about that were off limits. So say, for example, my business and things like that. I don't come from an entrepreneurial family. I actually come from very humble upbringings. So my family doesn't really understand at all what I'm doing and how I'm operating and any of that. And if you are experiencing that too, if you are an entrepreneur, then this is something a little bit tricky. And believe it or not, when I started my business, I was told a lot of things and I didn't hear them. I didn't listen to them because I knew that they weren't constructive pieces of information. And I put up clear boundaries. I'd kind of have to just smile and nod when people were talking to me because I knew that they were wrong. That also, it's kind of the bite your tongue situation. So if you're engaging with others that might not be operating as the same, at the same frequency as you, who you do actually need to engage with during the holidays because they're your family or friends that maybe you haven't seen in a while, it's just really important that you establish these boundaries in a really pleasant and happy and positive way. So say, for example, you know, turn that news off. I don't want that on when I'm around. Don't say it like that. Be like, when we sit down and spend time together, I'd rather we listen to some beautiful music. Let's put some music on the TV instead, shall we? And guess what? That's been on the whole time while I've been here with my parents. And we also haven't gotten into things around politics or anything like that too. That's really important because that is simple communication etiquette. To avoid conversations around finances and politics in a social setting. Those are basically communication etiquette no-nos. And talking about other people is one of them, and rehashing this problem or that problem, talking about this ex and what they did, what they're doing, blah, 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 blah. Okay? What that's going to do is actually distract you from being in the present moment. And a great way to practice gratitude is to be in the present moment and really master how to control your thoughts and emotions. This has taken me personally well over a year to do, to no matter what, be in a positive emotional state. Always see the light at the end of the tunnel. Never look at things like they're roadblocks, but obstacles that we absolutely can overcome, and they're simply part of our journey. There's lots of things that pop up here and there throughout my daily life, running a business and all of these things, that literally I just have to take a second and figure out how I'm going to figure it out. And guess what? That solution always comes. And guess what? When we are in these positive emotional states, then good things happen. Good things happen to good people. However, things happen more easily and there's more grace and ease with it to radiant people. And what I mean by this is positive emotional states, reducing inflammation, and having the masculine and feminine balance, okay? This takes time to learn about. Your skincare, your non-toxic beauty products, doing your rejuvenation, obviously that's important as well. I mean, take it from me. I just had my BBL the other day to clear out pigmentation and redness and broken capillaries on my face, neck, chest, arms, and hands. And then the week before that, I did a facial treatment just to give my skin a little bit of a deep clean to kind of winterize my skin, if you will. Coming from South Florida to Vancouver Island, that was a big adjustment on my skin. So the seasonally specific skin updates and tweaks to your products, and then diving into rejuvenation in the fall winter months is really helpful. This is actually known as laser skin rejuvenation season. So there's a couple of ways that I can teach you these things. Number one, in a one-on-one session where we sit down together for 90 minutes, we talk about your skin goals, and then I create solutions for you, the strategy and the plan with ongoing support. And then my seasonal tutorials. And we are focusing on winter skin tutorials now. I just taught my first lesson the other day in it. I've been doing these tutorials for years now, and I always teach them live each season. They're a lot of fun. I take you through the basics of applying your products, your makeup, your hair care, hair growth stimulating options. We talk about biohacking for the skin. We talk about pre and post rejuvenation recovery tips, as well as dermal rolling. That's the only place where I teach my dermal rolling demo. I love dermal rolling for the skin. If you feel like you just need a little bit of a pick-me-up, honestly, when you look in the mirror and you notice that your skin looks healthier, it looks glassier, you're going to feel better. That's what I love about the skin. And beautification is when we look in the mirror, we're happy with the way that we look, we're happy with ourselves, then really be grateful for that. Everything else kind of just follows, right? You're looking after the largest organ of your body, and you're putting an effort on how you are presenting to the world and caring for yourself and showing that you groom yourself well and you know, smell good. So in my skincare tutorials, obviously, I teach the dermal rolling tutorial as well as the DF mobile demonstration and skin cycling with retinols and peels and antioxidant serums, taking you on a 7-week journey from basic to advanced protocols with two expert level tutorials. So register for that now. And then the membership is the deeper layer. This is the deeper dive. This is the cherry on top. You've done the skincare work. You've already optimized your skincare routine. You're reducing your oxidative stress. You're using great products. You're getting results from that. Then you learn how to apply your products in my tutorials. And then comes the cherry on top. So this type of episode, focusing on being in positive emotional states, focusing on being grateful for anything and everything, no matter what, are key elements to the mindset of being beautiful and radiant. And again, when you're having interactions with yourself, you are noticing what thoughts you have. Number one, where are those thoughts coming from? What triggered them? Did a show trigger it? Did something on social media or the news trigger it? Did a conversation trigger it? Notice that. Shift yourself and let it go. Okay? Again, this simply takes practice. And this is just one piece of what I discuss in the School of Radiance membership, but with quite a bit more detail and more off-the-cuff coverage in membership as well. So you are warmly invited to join that. The cost of the membership is going up by $2,000. So if you are on the fence of registering for the School of Radiance membership, which is basically communication, dining etiquette, we talk about styling, all the traditional etiquette stuff. However, I do it with a lens of being beautiful and radiant. I also share in the membership the behind the scenes energy saving tips too, which is great if you're an intuitive empath. We cover negotiation. We also cover things like detoxification. What are some of the detoxes I actually do behind the scenes that I don't talk about publicly, as well as technology. Technology has become a really key part to enhance not only my cellular function, but also consciousness. There's some really beautiful technology out there that isn't in the biohacking space that, I kid you not, one night I slept next to this, I had 4 hours of sleep, I woke up and I felt like I slept for 9. There's a lot of really cool technology that I work with that, again, I just can't really talk about publicly, and it's also not for everyone. So for more of that behind the scenes look, into presenting and entering a room and having the right people notice you in the right way at the right time, that's the School of Radiance membership. It is open to men and women. And in fact, I warmly invite you to take it as a couple. What's also included in the membership are very interesting assessment tools. And some of these assessment tools are some of the most leading methods to determining your personality archetype so that you understand more about the way that you operate. As well as you have your partner take it, then you learn more about how they operate. Now, why I love to dive deeper into some of these things is so that I can easily identify what type of personality archetype. And this is not going to be personality archetyping you've ever heard of. In fact, I've only ever come across one other person that knows about this. It's from a 20-year psychiatrist that analyzed over 20,000 people who's come up with just this incredible personality archetyping that really changed the game for me, as well as how I engage with other people so that I actually know how to communicate and be around them better and have better communication. Now, this isn't manipulation in any way. It's simply being able to understand, okay, this is what this person's operating system is. How can I best communicate with them to have a positive interaction or to come to a solution if we need to work together and I get my needs met and they get their needs met in a way that actually they enjoy being around in the process. So this is some really cool stuff. So a lot of neat stuff I cover in the School of Radiance membership. You're going to want to give yourself at least a year to employ some of these practices. So I've sort of tiptoed over a few practices in today's episode that I really encourage all of my members start to learn. Give yourself a year, consume the videos and the lessons at your leisure. You don't have to go in order. Simply focus on content and topics that are most important to you and that you're actually most drawn to at a specific time. And then, of course, we have live calls twice a month, which is a lot of fun. And the last live call that we had was around styling. So I gave some of my really fun styling tips. We talk about frequency of fabric and where I shop and all those things. And then the call before that was around communication and how we can have better communication with ourselves and others while protecting our energy. This was a perfect lesson to teach right before the holidays so that as really intuitive and empathic people, we leave a positive impression. And in a way, we might actually help make that person's day a little bit brighter as well. So at the end of the day, the more radiant people there are operating in the world, we're going to have better relationships, we're going to have better communication, and we're going to have better lives. So if you feel like your life is a bit stuck, if you feel like you are the leader of the household as a woman, and you're getting tired, you're getting exhausted, you're noticing your health is suffering, these are really great strategies in this episode to just learn to employ now. We're employing them now. You're not trying. Don't say that you are trying something, because that word choice right there doesn't have the highest word choice with the end point of actually completing something. Because you're going to try this, you're going to try that, you're going to do this, you're going to do what I've mentioned in today's episode. Your face is going to thank you because you're going to be smiling more, your brows are going to be lifted, you're not going to be clenching your jaw and furrowing your brows and raising your eyebrows up. Doing more micro expressions is also very key to prevent fine lines and wrinkles on your face too. There's a lot to go into how we can communicate with our eyes, with our words, with our body language. It's not about being overly exuberant in your facial expressions or being louder to get your point across and to get your needs met. Actually, when women shift into a softer, more feminine approach and speak more slowly and utilize the right words, words that carry more meaning, words that are more positive, you are simply going to get that back from your male counterpart in a beautiful way. They're going to step up because they're going to notice, oh, that was really really sweet how she just asked me to take out the garbage or do this or do that. But ladies, if you are feeling like you are the leader of the household and you're holding it down, my heart goes out to you. I saw this growing up with my mom, and she was the main breadwinner. And for those women of you out there who are doing this at the moment and you're cooking all the food this holiday season, my heart really goes out to you. You need to shift the way that you're thinking, the way that you're moving, the way that you're styling yourself, the way that you're dressing, the way that you're communicating with your partner and your family, if you want things to change. Otherwise, you're just going to keep getting more of the same and you're probably going to get sick. I'm not saying that to put that in the consciousness for you and of you. However, it's just what I've seen with my dear mother. And so that's why I'm hyper vigilant of this now in my life so that that doesn't happen, okay? And again, this beautiful masculine and feminine dynamic is so gorgeous. Being grateful is such a beautiful practice. Being in positive emotional states will make your life better, and people are going to be more likely to want to be friends with you. You've probably heard me say, people want to hang out with the positive Patty. They don't want to hang out with the negative Nancy. So it's up to you, based on your words, based on your communication, based on your emotions, based on those thoughts that are in your head, how you're going to live, how you're going to engage with others, and the type of things that you are going to be naturally drawing in and attracting in your life. When people keep complaining about things and being unhappy about things, guess what? They get more of that because that's what they're putting their attention on. When you place your attention on taking the best care of yourself possible, using the best products possible, that you can shop over 250 products on my skin shop, from skincare, hair care, hair, skin, nail supplements, dermal rolling supplies, grooming supplies, anything and everything you could possibly need. There's, goodness sakes, there's deodorants and toothpaste on there. I've sourced out some of the best products I can. Thank you to everyone who continues to support me through purchasing products, through booking a one-on-one, through joining my skincare tutorials that I do live each season, and for those of you who have joined the membership, and for those of you who are going to join the membership before I raise the cost of it by $2,000 next week. I'm just so incredibly grateful for you. It truly is my mission to serve and help others live better and look better. When we look good, we feel good, and when we feel good, we look good. So in the process, let's help make our lives the best they possibly can be. Let's have the relationships of our dreams. Let's get our needs met. Let's identify what our values are. Let's establish good boundaries, and let's do this with our family. Let's do this with our partner. Let's engage in making each other better people. Okay. This is not, if you're in a relationship doing this work with the one-on-one, the skincare tutorials, the membership, sharing your products, honestly, my clients that have the best success are in relationships where they're doing this work together. If you're single and you're looking to attract an excellent high value partner, these will all help you do just that. You'll be looking after your skin better. You'll be noticing skin improvements. Then you can also work on the communication and the basically presenting yourself as your most radiant form so that you attract the partner of your dreams. And guess what? I did just that. I did all these things, and I am experiencing this as we speak, and I'm so incredibly grateful to have a partner that is willing to grow with me. Okay. Some partners grow and elevate at different paces, and that's okay. Okay. However, if one partner is willing to grow, if one partner is willing to eat healthy food, if one partner is willing to not use products and personal care products and dish soap and laundry detergent that has parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, and fragrances in it, if they're not willing to do that kind of stuff, if they're not willing to work on themselves, they're not willing to shift out of negative emotional states, but you are, that relationship is not necessarily going to succeed, okay? So by doing these things together, you learn these things together, you understand more about your personality archetypes, your love languages, how you can serve and support yourselves better together. This is ideal. Partnerships, marriages, and families that have shared values and good boundaries and are living in a healthy way are going to be the happiest families. There's no question about that. So it all comes down to balancing that masculine and feminine, reducing oxidative stress, focusing on your faith, strengthening your relationship in more ways than one. And that family unit, the faith and the family unit are so key, because if the family unit's off, if the relationship dynamics are off, and then the woman is shifted into her masculine because she's the leader of the household, that is going to create problems down the line. And I've seen it. I have seen this in my upbringing with my dear mother getting the diagnosis of breast cancer as the main breadwinner. And I'm just thinking of one of my dear clients. Her name is Marcy, and she's absolutely beautiful. And I just get the sense that she's really doing everything possible from a health position. She's done all the tests, all these things. And there's a missing piece, our emotions. Emotions are energy in motion. So the more power we have over our own mind, the better able we are to get the most out of this life and have the best relationships with ourselves and others. So my heart goes out to a lot of you this holiday season who are doing all the work. You know, you're already working like a man. It's important for you to shift this. And when you shift this, guess what? Your partner is going to step up and they're going to fall more into that masculine role when you fall more into the feminine role. And this will take time to do, and it is possible to experience these shifts in your relationships. And both of you, starting with the practice of gratitude, you and your partner, you and your family members, you and your friends, talking about things that you're grateful for, spending time considering those things, and other things in the future that you're excited to be grateful for too. These are great conversation starters, by the way, and they're great things to focus on and put your attention on when you are in communication with yourself and also with others. That is a wrap. Thank you everyone for tuning into today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Learn more over at theschoolofradiance.com. If you have any questions, feedback, or podcast topic requests, I warmly invite you to send me a direct email at info@theschoolofradiance.com. It's also noted in the show notes below. Love you all so much. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. And just remember what the season is actually all about. We also just had the winter solstice and I did a night hike and, you know, was standing in the glory of the moonlight for like an hour. And the moon actually looked like a bell when I took a photo. It was really cool, actually. But take the time to be quiet and charge yourself up. So whether that's time in nature or exercising or going to one of your favorite places for a walk or doing that craft project or painting that picture or writing that song or playing your guitar. I have my beautiful Gibson Les Paul guitar here and going to be busting out a couple of licks. These are all things that really bring us joy. So do something today that brings you joy. And yes, in previous life, essentially, I was told to only use my headphones when I played my guitar because nobody wanted to hear me do my thing. So that wasn't very fun. However, even in those really difficult states, I always managed to stay positive. And then the time happened where I really had to shake things up a little bit. In my entire life, walk away from everything that I had created for 12 years to something better. So sometimes we experience these hiccups in life, you know, starting over, all these things. It's never too late to reinvent yourself. It's never too late to shift your life. It's never too late to learn to attract and cultivate more radiance in your skin and your life in general. So again, the more of you who are operating in this way, who are leading and living by example, you start to look better. You start to hold yourself better. You have better posture. You are more lovely to be around in regards to having conversations with at the dinner table. People are going to notice and they're going to start to ask you what you are doing. And then that's your opportunity to share one thing, not do the fire hose situation with telling them absolutely anything and everything that you're not eating or you're eating this or you're taking this supplement or you're doing this. You got this new purifier for your air. You got this new water filter. Just tell them one thing. It's not your job to preach exactly what you're doing and learning from the mountaintops or the soapbox, okay? And what this strategy is simply dripping one thing into someone's consciousness so that you actually don't overwhelm them. And this is what a good teacher does for you too. They slowly drip things for you to integrate in so that it's not overwhelming and then you get crippled with overwhelm. It's way too much to do all at once. That's why my membership is designed to be about a year long. For it to be about a year-long journey for you to start to clean up your word choice, not saying words like amazing or wonderful or like and all these different things that we can do with our words that are kind of like word tics, that takes a long time in and of itself to retrain yourself on. And it's just simply going to make your relationships and your communication better in your personal and professional lives as well. I love you all so much. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year to each and every one of you. I love you so much. I'm incredibly grateful for all of your ongoing trust and support, and many blessings to you and your loved ones.